Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
No law enforcement whatsoever.
Wow.
What?
Half a mile.
What's going on, guys? Tell y'all come to my page because of the comedy, and I just play around on here. And I don't get political very often. Sometimes I have some things to say about things. I live in Texas. I was just in Eagle Pass, and I've got some videos I need to show you guys. Because you're watching the news, whether it's CNN or Fox, you're letting these news media idiots get you riled up against each other. Let me show you some videos that might just calm your ass down and make you turn off the TV. Watch this.
All right, so this is the wall. You know, the fence that we put up. And they put up a secondary fence because they opened the gates. There's some armed guards with some pretty serious weaponry. You know, pretty intimidating, right? Here's your razor wire in between the two bridges that are in the entrances into Mexico and also the entrance to Eagle Pass. There's some Hummers, some more guys, right? We're protecting, you know, we're keeping them out. This is 0.5 miles from that area. 0.5 miles from where they set up their cameras. 0.5 miles from where they have all the people there. And it's right down the road. I left this long to show you just how short of a drive it is for us to get to a point where all that we just saw does not matter. And they're just getting you riled up against each other because it's election time. And right about here is where you're going to see it. What's that? Where are the armed guards? Where are the AR-15s? Where is the razor wire? Where's the gates? That's half a mile from where the media is blowing up that Texas versus the feds, that we're having this big battle. So that was one gate. That was the very first gate that I saw. We drove down a little bit more. There's one. It had a chain on it. So you keep driving down the road. You got Trump's wall doing its job. This one has never even had a gate. So to me, doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, liberal, libertarian. It doesn't matter what you are. And you're posting about this Texas versus the feds and we could have a civil war. I'm telling you right now, if a civil war breaks out, it's not because there's something good to fight over. It's because it's election time. It is because the news media is corrupt and you need to turn the TV off. I don't care what news media you watch. Just go down there and look yourself. Go look. The things that they are saying that the feds and Texas are fighting about is a stretch that is not even a mile. How long is the border? They can just walk right over, and those gates keep going and going and going and going. I know you're thinking, well, just two gates. No, they're all open. Open all the gates. It's a whole hoopla over this little bitty section in Eagle Pass in between a bridge and a bridge. Only place that there's guards. So if you can't get in half a mile of our border, you just walk down the road and you go across the border there. All you folks posting about this, you picked a side and you think you're doing the right thing. But all of you need to reevaluate the country you live in and the information that's being given to you. Because I wanted to be on the Republican. I wanted to push on the Republican side. Hell, I'm from Texas. I'm in the middle no matter what usually, but I wanted to lean towards that side. And once I got down there, I was like, nope, I don't know. Believe what you want to believe, But I recorded those videos. No one sent me that. I don't know what else to tell you guys, but turn the TV off.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've got it, Doug.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I have massively prepared for this evening's live broadcast with 281 days, 7 hours, 53 minutes, 45 seconds for the most important election in modern history. It is Sunday, January 28th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, let me tell you what's coming up here. And if you're a TV viewer, you can see all these giant stacks of news, all of these stacks I could spend 3 hours apiece on. But first of all, let me just tell you what's coming up. Several former top U.S. weapons inspectors, several former top U.N. weapons inspectors and others have gone public and said, look, Iran already has nuclear weapons. And now with the killing of 3 U.S. soldiers and the wounding of more than 20 with a drone attack launched, they believe, by Hezbollah, which is controlled by Iran forces. I have no doubt that's true. Probably is. Iran's been directing this. They're supplying Russia with massive amounts of drones for the Ukraine war. Biden's now saying things like hell to pay, full-throated response, massive retaliation. I've got the statements out of the State Department, out of the White House right here. Iran is sucking us into a massive world war. Now, why did Biden give them $6 billion a month before October 7th? I mean, there's a lot of other stuff at play here. So we're going to be laying all of that out today, but I have a lot of contacts in the military. I have a lot of contacts in intelligence agencies that are actually involved in the international work. And I was told 15 years ago, at least, personally, by someone close to me that was the main aide for years, I won't say the exact amount, they can figure it out, of the top general over that whole area, and I'll just stop there. Afghanistan, but then into Iran. That's part of the same area. And they have the scans and all the stuff. I wasn't showing anything classified, none of that. I was able to go reverse engineer where I was told and find it in public news that when they would move the material, they've got scanners and aircraft and satellites that can scan the signature off of uranium or plutonium and tell how enriched it is from space. Now, they've got to aim a beam at the vehicle or at the facility, but if it's not heavily shielded, they can see right through it and tell what it is, okay? Just like thermal can see the heat of a person's body from 5 miles away from a helicopter, radioactive substances put off a signature as well. Okay, so I'm on record for 15 years, and it's a big thing I've been made fun of in the controlled media, that Alex Jones says Iran has nukes. I can show you the last 20-plus years of newscast since 9/11 with Benjamin Netanyahu and George W. Bush and all of them saying Iran is months away, months away, months away, months away, months away, months away, months away. Iran has chosen, just like Israel has to not admit they have nuclear weapons. Israel has thousands of nuclear weapons. They've had top whistleblowers go public. They've imprisoned Israelis that were deputy heads of the program. I mean, this is Israel has nuclear weapons. And ICBMs deliver them anywhere in the world, not just cruise missiles and bombs and artillery that'll fire it, tactical weapons. The word is they've got 2,000 last time information leaked. 2,000 nuclear weapons. Now, Iran is in deep with the Russians and supplying them with thousands of attack drones a month and munitions and weapons. What do you think Russia is giving them? Just putting all the pieces together, and this is a... something I surmise, it looks to me like you're having high-tech nuclear transfer as the payment from Russia, because Iran doesn't need oil, and that's what Russia usually pays for stuff with. I would add that there's a modernization of the Iranian nukes from atomic to hydrogen with the Russians, but that is speculation. What is not speculation, and I'm going to get to this at the bottom of the hour, I'm just mentioning it now. Here's the Washington Times years ago. James H. Baker, Pentagon strategist, says Iran nukes probable. Okay, that's years ago. Here's another one. UN nuclear watchdog confirms inspectors found particles of near weapons grade uranium in Iran. World War III fears as expert warns Iran has uranium to make 12 nuclear bombs in 5 months. And then I've got the statements from Biden. Hell to pay. How will Biden respond to Iran's nuclear? How will Biden respond to Iran's latest attack? And then here's the latest articles in the BBC. It's in the Mirror. It's in a bunch of publications. Biden given chilling nuclear warning. Biden given chilling nuclear warning of attacking Iran after kamikaze drone kills troops. And the first line says, ex-UN weapons inspector David Albright said Iran may accelerate its already well-developed nuclear weapons program if the U.S. decides to launch direct strikes on the territory. And he says they've confirmed they've got all the weapons parts. They just haven't confirmed they put together the weapons, and they could put them together in a week to 2 weeks. Okay? That's all in this article, and he testifies to it, and it's all right there. We'll be reading over it, okay? So let's just get this straight. I have talked to a lot of military, high-level people, and said, I was told 15 years ago that Iran's got nukes. And they're like, yeah, well, you're not supposed to know that, but yeah, you're going the right direction. They have nuclear weapons. They at least have atomic weapons. And now they've got delivery systems for them. Oh, yeah, here's headlines. 4 years earlier in 92, he predicted that Iran would have a nuclear bomb by 1999. That's Netanyahu, the London Telegraph. So Iran has never admitted they have it, but they do. So I'm going to get to this coming up later in the hour, okay? But this is a big, big deal. And now we've got Biden saying a full-throated response. There'll be hell to pay and all the rest of it. So that's just one of the stacks here. Let me tell you what's else in the stack. People want simple answers, and the complex issues, they're not simple answers. But I know what's going on. I know exactly what's going on. And basically, both sides within the populist right wing are correct. They're just not 100% correct. Is the Abbott administration putting on a dog and pony show, a WWF or WWE, World Wrestling Federation, Kabuki Theater, Iron Sheik versus, you know, Andre the Giant or something, down at the border at Eagle Pass? Is the Texas Guard still aiding illegal aliens and bringing them into the United States and handing them off to NGOs? The answer is yes. Now, are they starting to hold them longer? Are they starting to actually arrest criminals and run background checks? Are they starting to demand that the feds do their job and at least do background checks? Yes. So it's going to take the governor time, if he's going in the right direction, and I've not completely seen that yet, to deliver. But with all these states joining in and all the other guard groups going, now the state's going to be expected to do something. So I see this overall as very positive what's happening. That said, you got all these big trucker convoys that I think are great, and all these citizen journalist groups going on that are great. We've just got to be careful and not get set up like January 6th. And the corporate media, the Washington Post, all of them are hyping that the Civil War is about to start. We certainly don't support that. And so we're going to go to a break and come back and hit all the rest of the news we're going to be drilling into. And then I'm going to start going into each stack in detail today. There is so much we're going to be breaking down. We've got huge COVID news. Former high-level officials are now admitting that the vaccine is linked to AIDS.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Mention the other news, and then I'm going to go into the massive danger of a full bore war leading into a new world war that we're already in the beginning days of, with the situation with Iranian proxies in Syria, in many other countries in the Middle East, attacking U.S. troops, U.S. ships, and more out of places like Yemen. I do not support what Iran's doing, and I think Iran is a terrible, evil Islamic regime that the CIA, even Richard Nixon, did interviews on C-SPAN, admitting that after he left office. He later learned they actually did that in the Carter administration at the end of being double-crossed by the CIA. So there's a larger crisis being created here, and it's very, very serious. And Obama, who's really president right now in his third unelected term, is heavily manipulating that. That's coming up next segment. But let me just mention to you some of the other stuff we've got here that ties into it all. Then I'll get into the border and break down what's really happening there, because we do know, and we are sending multiple reporters and camera people. Monday, they'll be down there Tuesday. Right through the weekend, and then we're going to send Drew Hernandez next weekend, so he'll be there working for InfoWars for a week. And then after he's there for a week, Owen Schroyer is going down. He's still on post-release probation for a few months when he was let out of prison for nothing on January 6th. He was sent to prison for a few months, as you know, and he's still barred until the middle of February, being able to go down there, but he'll be going down there, and then I'll go down there as well. Maybe I'll go down there before he does, but... I'm kind of pinned down here. But we have stuff like this, and I actually have the bill as well. And in fact, I forgot to send the bill itself to the crew. Will you guys print me the bill? It's the first line in the article, Preventing Private Paramilitary Activity Act. And Jamie White wrote a great article about this on InfoWars.com, but quite frankly, it's the headline I gave him last night. It's not strong enough. Once I saw the headline, I thought, this is not even strong enough, because I reread the bill this morning. And we're going to be doing that. It says any type of firearms training with two or more people is illegal and is considered paramilitary. Any semi-automatic weapons are considered that, and any type of firearm training, and puts you in the federal prison for it, and you cannot make it up. It's a very short bill, and it people say, well, it's not going to pass. H.R. 6981, Preventing Private Paramilitary Act. Activity Act of 2024, but it just shows where they want to take us and what they want to do. So they would certainly look for some type of crisis or something on the border to get that done. So I now have the bill here in my hot little hands. All right, so we've got that for you. And let me just continue on here. Look at all these stats right here. Look at this little doozy. California's introduced a bill. Looks like they've got the votes that all cars will have kill switches in them, and the government will track everywhere you go and what you do and tax your carbon and make sure you don't speed over the speed limit ever. And you're like, well, how will they do that? They don't control manufacturing. Oh, I'm sorry. They passed it 3 years ago when Biden first got back in, and then Congress threatened to get rid of the legislation, so they repassed it, and now it's law that all new vehicles have tracking kill switches in them, and I have ABC News reporting on how wonderful that is. So we'll be getting to that, and then I have this little delicious piece of information, and I'd read about this months ago, but I'd forgotten about it. So when I saw this last night and posted it on my X account, where it's gotten millions of views since then, and you should go watch it and share it, it's a little clip from Congress in hearings months ago. And it's all confirmed that in the 2020 election, they've now done an audit 130 plus thousand people voted illegally, and it's almost all voting against Republicans, 98% of it. Of course, before I went and researched it, I knew what I'd find. You don't really think 130,000 Republicans engaged in fraud, do you? And in some cases, tens of thousands of ballots came from the same address, just like in 2000 Mules with Dinesh D'Souza, and they only look at a few states and a few cities, and they show hundreds of people going to the same safe houses and then going to drop boxes and putting in dozens, and in some cases hundreds of ballots that they'd filled out. Smoking gun. Of course, Trump lost by a fraction of that in 2020. Of course, he really won Nevada. Oh, and they asked the state senator and the investigators in the congressional hearing who were testifying, has anyone been prosecuted? And they said no. Nevada state senator tells Congress 130,000 people voted legally in the state. No one was prosecuted. Yeah, I can just go, I can continue on. Every article is just insane, okay? Oh, I've got a bunch of black-on-white murder going on, and the media actually saying it's okay, and it's okay if a white woman gets murdered or raped because they deserve it. I mean, this is just next-level evil by the media and the system. We've got that. Newsflash, it's wrong if any woman gets raped. It's 100% wrong if a black lady gets raped by black or white or anybody. It's 100% wrong if a white woman gets raped by anybody. It's just scrambling our brains. And then I've got this giant stack that, again, I could do easily 5 hours on. The federal government is not doing any more testing on vaccines. They just authorize everything. Anything that is injected into the body is now called a vaccine. The findings came in after a 20-year federal investigation that spent over $7 million, finding that all forms of cell phone radiation or microwave relays are causing massive cancer. Their answer is to seal the research and never do any more research. That's just one of the articles. No more research on cell phone radiation and human health, government says. And then only the other articles. Here's the actual Environmental Health Trust, federally funded, and what they announced. Electromagnetic radiation safety. They said they did find it causes cancer, but they're just going to end the research. That's it. Oh, my goody-goody gumdrops. And then children most at risk of brain damage from wireless radiation. But that's okay. Isn't that just cutesy cute? And then that ties into this stat, just showing the same parallel, where there's a total weaponization of everything against us. FDA's new rule allows for medical research without conformed consent on the public. Yeah, like Tuskegee. CDC draft alert on myocarditis and COVID-19 vaccine, but never said it, even though they knew it was causing heart attacks. Bayer ordered to pay $2.25 billion in latest Roundup case. But it's already bent people's genders and killed hundreds of millions, so it's okay. Toxic cover-up watchdog group demands EPA records of Facebook censorship surrounding East Palestine train derailment post. Point is, the government is now working directly against us. That's just the last couple days stuff. Okay. Now they covered maybe 10% of the stacks, but I think that's a good start of just what's on the table here. Let's come back with Republicans demanding nuclear war with Iran immediately. Problem is, they got nukes too, Dumbo. So let me explain to the Republicans who want nuclear war because they were the only ones that got them how the different war games and scenarios go. And they're all end-of-the-world stuff. We'll tell you about it when we're right back. Stay with us. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live on this live Sunday transmission. So, Iran has ballistic missiles that can hit most parts of the world. They have tens of thousands of missiles that can rain down on Israel and surrounding countries. They can easily close all the major canals and the Strait of Hormuz and the Suez Canal in the area where around half of the world's products go through. And Iran has been appeased by the Democrats, particularly under Obama and now under his third term through the puppet Biden. And they've been given tens of billions of dollars, including $6 billion, as you know, just about a month before October 7th took place. And I told you on October 7th, Hezbollah would later take credit because they were really behind Hamas. And then a few months ago, Iran said, yeah, we were behind the attack. So Iran is goading the West. They're using their proxies in Yemen and in Syria and in Lebanon and in Gaza and in the West Bank to push the West into a conflict. And they've got forces pretty much run Iraq now. The Shiites out of Iran run that. And if you know all the different blocks, you understand that the Iranians are 20% of Islam. They are the Shiites. And you've got the Sunnis that are the other majority group, something like 75%. The others, a few little subsects. But 95% of Islam is Shiite and Sunni, mainly Sunni. And so if you know the different players and what's happening and how there are Islamists all over the world, you know that India's been in a bunch of conflicts with Pakistan. They're both nuclear powers. India rolled in with the Hindu nationalists and took over Kashmir that had been taken by the Muslims in the last 50 years. And now they're off and on in border shooting conflicts with the Chinese to the east. So it's wild. You've got the expanded war in Ukraine, and the weapons becoming more and more advanced, more and more deadly on the escalation ladder. And then you've got October 7th, clearly meant to suck Israel into a trap there in Gaza. And that's why I wargamed it on air with Eric Prince and Steve Bannon. People take it out of context. When I was wargaming, Israel might be able to take out Hamas if they went in there and just carpet bombed and leveled everything, but they're not doing that. That doesn't mean I think Israel should do that. I'm explaining that's the only way that they could be successful, but then that would be seen as such a war crime around the world that it would be a Pyrrhic victory for Israel to do such a thing. But my detractors will probably just take the last segment out of context again and say that I'm calling for carpet bombing of Gaza, but that's what they do, and that's fine. I said, along with Steve Bannon and a lot of other smart people like Jack Posobiec, that Israel should try to take out the leaders of Hamas around the world who aren't even in Gaza, and that they would have the moral high ground if they did that. But if they went in and just leveled the place, it would backfire, which it has in a giant strategic propaganda victory for the Islamists, fully backed by the Biden administration, fully backed by the universities, fully backed by the big media, as part of a larger plan. And, of course, the border is wide open to the Islamists and the rest of it. Meanwhile, we have GOP hawks press Biden to target Iran directly over soldiers' death. We have the psycho turtle, Mitch McConnell, and others saying that they want to see a serious response for the three U.S. service members killed yesterday and more than 20 wounded when a suicide drone, and I guess they're all suicidal, they're crashing into you, but no person on board. It wasn't a real kamikaze like World War II with a real pilot in the Zero fighter plane flying into an aircraft carrier or into a cruiser or into a destroyer. But nonetheless, they're beating the drums extremely heavily for that. So, if the United States starts carpet bombing or doing an Operation Praying Mantis 2.0 and blowing up the entire Iranian fleet there off their coast, Iran has said, and I think they'll follow through, that they'll activate Islamic cells they've got by the hundreds of thousands in Europe, by the tens of thousands in the U.S. conservatively, and will be able to wreak havoc that will make 9/11 look like a walk in the park. And I'm not lessening the terrible things that happened on 9/11. The globalists themselves can provocateur and stage something as the election diversion to get us all to get behind the commander-in-chief, and they could stage something and say Iran did it ahead of attacking Iran and then hoping Iran activates their sleeper cells across Europe and the U.S. and the rest of the Western world. So this is not going to remove the Islamists. They've got bunkers and safe houses everywhere. They don't care if millions of their people died. They lost over 1 million in the proxy war with the U.S. in the 1980s in the Iran-Iraq war. And it'll actually strengthen the mullahs' hand, who are very unpopular with the younger population. That's more than half the population is below the age of 35. And so they need a good war. And they're also allied with Russia and with China. And we're getting a lot of high-tech weapons from them. And they've got very capable militia, is what they call it, the Quds Force, who is allowed to operate on all the major media platforms, allowed to be on Facebook, allowed to be on X. And I'm saying, fine, let them be on there so we can watch what they're doing. But, man, they're on there saying they are ready to go. And you look at who runs these X accounts and Facebook accounts with millions of followers, and it is officers in the Iranian military in Canada, in the United States, in Mexico, all over Central and South America. They're all over the place. They're all over Europe, and they're organized, and they usually run criminal operations, cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, sex trafficking to make their money because they see us as the enemy. And then they funnel that money back to Iran. And it's just absolutely disgusting and extremely dangerous. So, obviously, it's not good to have some of our troops killed in Jordan. It's not good to have ships attacked in the Red Sea out of Yemen. And I think the response to those groups should be proportionate, and that with the satellites and all the things that the United States has, it'll be very easy to stop bombarding, to start bombarding the Hezbollah Quds force in Syria, in Lebanon, and in Gaza. And I'm all for it if we wake up tomorrow and hear the Ayatollah Khomeini, you know, himself just ate some food and had a heart attack and died. But they're insulated, and that's not going to happen. So if there's any major military action, it will very quickly lead to terror attacks all over the West. We'll lose our rights. The borders will stay wide open because logic's murdered. The TSA will grope your testicles even harder and fill your wife's breast even harder and put you in even stronger body scanners while the border's wide open. And then there's and that's bare minimum. There's a very good chance that Iran will just float a barge or submarine to the coastline of Tel Aviv and detonate an atomic bomb and vaporize most of the city. Then Israel is going to go completely crazy. Iran's going to deny they did it. And Israel is going to hit all the major cities in Iran with nuclear weapons. And then if you look at the way these countries operate, India and Pakistan will start nuking each other. There's nukes all over Eastern Europe. NATO's already saying prepare for imminent war in the next few months with Russia. They're preparing for national drafts in Sweden and Germany and the UK. I mean, and there's a mainline reports out of NATO saying this is the beginning of a new war scenario, a new war economy that's never going to end, basically. So you wonder how they're going to get a cashless society and central bank digital currencies and do all this. They're going with war, folks. Totally insane, but that's what crazy elites do every time. So it is a pivotal moment. As Biden says, he will take serious action with a full-throated response. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars.org.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gentlemen, we are back live. The border with Mexico and Texas is roughly 600 miles long. A lot of people are debating whether Abbott's for real or not, and whether or not he's really trying to secure the border down there and what the Texas Guard is really doing. I've been down there a bunch last year, the year before. My crew's been down there. We're sending crew in less than 24 hours down there. They leave tomorrow. We know what's gone on, we know what's currently going on, and it doesn't tell us exactly what is about to happen. Got the big convoy that gets there in a few days. We're going to have reporters down there continually in the next few weeks. Hernandez goes in on Saturday to relieve the other crew when they come back. But what I do know is this has really gotten the public's attention, and all these states have gotten behind Texas. And at least in Eagle Pass, they've been blocking the entry and then checking people's IDs and arresting people with criminal records. And so people left that area and then distributed out to other areas to try to come across. And the Texas Guard doesn't have the personnel on that giant border to be able to catch them all. And then people drive down the wall and they see it and they see openings in it. And they say, why is it open? Well, the wall is not on the border. In some cases, there's a bunch of farmland right there in the river bottom. Some of the most valuable land for citrus and tomatoes and potatoes and everything down there. Oranges, lemons, grapefruits. I mean, you name it, it's It goes California, Florida, Texas. Texas is the third largest producer of citrus alone in the United States, and arguably the second largest producer of food total. So, and that's the breadbasket down there. So in many cases, the wall is 3-4 miles back from the border. On the other side of the wall is Border Patrol swarming around in the areas where the river isn't too deep and people try to come across. So what happens is people drive by and they go, oh, look, that gate's open. Yeah, and you drive through the gate, there'll be 5 Border Patrol trucks sitting right there. So that can be deceiving, okay? I've flown over with helicopters, fixed-wing aircraft, drones, you name it. What we do know is, and we've got countless videos that have shown this, is under Abbott, the state guard's been down there helping the Border Patrol until about a month ago process the illegal aliens and helping bring them in and letting the NGOs boss the state guard, the National Guard, around. And here's recent footage of, in fact, roll it from the beginning. Go ahead and roll the audio. I know it's windy out there, but people can hear this. And the illegal alien from South America, he even identifies himself. He just walks through the gate, walks straight over, gets on a bus, and then drives to a processing center. And people see this and say, well, what's going on? Well, that's what the guard's been told to do by the governor a couple miles from Eagle Pass. That's what they've been doing. So, yes, that's real. Yes, that's currently going on. And, yes, we've even had the state guard get in our faces and tell us back off and don't videotape stuff at night. Just last year, saw those viral videos when Owen went down there for a week, as they were being loaded onto the buses. Now, the really telling footage from Eagle Pass is right here. And that is clip 20. Hernando Arce questions illegals in El Paso, in Eagle Pass. Hernando Arce questions illegals in Eagle Pass. He's a great reporter. We've talked to him before, run a lot of his reports. We're going to be hooking up with him and others more down there this next week. But he talks to them and they say, yeah, they let us through because it's a woman with children. And that's exactly what I've been told from our Border Patrol sources who refused, that's big news too, to move in after they got ordered days ago. They were supposed to by Friday to move in and physically remove the Texas guard, and they refused that order. So Biden did order them to remove them. I was told that on Friday. It's since hit the news yesterday, mainstream news, Fox News, that indeed they're refusing the orders. And I've also posted those reports at Real Alex Jones on X if you want to see those. So that is a big deal. So it remains to be seen. We're going to get some real answers for you this week and next week. We're going to be stationed down there. We've got all the sources. We've got the contacts. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. But this is a 600-mile border. It's a 2,300-mile border total with Mexico and the United States. And, yeah, here's some of our reporters when the military, state guard, tried to get in their face. Well, our guys got right back in theirs and said, shame on you. And I already played this clip again last week. It's from over a year ago, But this is what we're dealing with. And so it's too soon to say exactly what's going on. At the start of the show, we played a local citizen journalist who lives down there, and he drove by the wall and said, look, the doors are open. Well, that's because it's 3, 4, 5, 6 miles, depending on where you're at, from there, and that's just one wall. In many areas, they've got two walls. And in many areas, you get up to the Rio Grande, there's barbed wire there put up by the Trump administration. But what's been happening is the Obama administration, that's not a Freudian slip, that's who's in charge right now, they have been pulling it out. So the question is, what is Texas's real intention? And I think Greg Abbott stuck his toe in the water. He sees all this support from every other Republican state, every other Republican governor, 26 governors total now, including Texas, 25 outside Texas. And I'm hoping, you know, that he's not a total sellout. And now he sees it's the right thing to do, and he's got the support. And then he gets these other guards down there, and we start organizing, and we start, you know, having state-funded deportations, particularly of men and people with criminal records. Up until now, and I've interviewed off-record federal judges and FBI and federal marshals and high-level Border Patrol who've given us intel the last few years, and they are told to release people with arson convictions, armed robbery convictions, multiple molestation, sex trafficking convictions, because the Justice Department tells federal judges who and can and can't be charged. So to me, that's the big giant scandal. And when I talked to this federal judge off record, they directed me to the court records of where this is. And they told me, we've directed other major media to this. And we would like them to go look at the court record and see where in one case they gave us that I covered on air, the man had been deported 4 times. He'd been convicted 3 times of raping small children. And when they caught him the 5th time, he was in South Texas driving a school bus for disabled children. And you know what the Justice Department did? They told the federal judge and the federal magistrates, you may not charge him. And under the statutes, all they can do when the Justice Department won't let them charge him with a felony is they can charge him with a misdemeanor for the illegal crossing, and they do that, and they hold him for 1 month. And I'm told this by a senior federal judge, face-to-face, via Zoom. They're right there. And imagine how desperate they are. They're coming to Alex Jones. And I said in one of these meetings, I said, let me guess while you're talking to me. You tried to get this on Fox. You tried to get this on Joe Rogan. And they tried looking at each other, and they're like, well, how do you know that? We were going to ask you to get a hold of Joe Rogan. We want to save these kids. And I said, yeah, I figured you'd already tried. I said, I understand. People come to me last. You know, I'm the big bad guy. But I said, I'll give it to Joe. But, you know, Joe's pet peeve is being told who to get on and who not to get on. But, I gave the information. But, I mean, what are you supposed to do, folks? And then I've got a very small crew, a very small operation. We could have a 10-person team, and they couldn't even scratch the surface of the one federal court and its magistrates and the cases they've got. And all you got to do, and they pointed it out to us, go to the court record, and you can see where every hour, they said on court days, it's every few minutes, they are forced to release people that have been in our prisons or in Mexican prisons, that they know their name, they have their face scanned, their hands have been scanned, they scan them, they photograph them, they instantly know who they are, and that they're multiple-time hardcore criminals, felons, rapists, child molesters, murderers, narcotics traffickers. And they told me, and I've seen this in the news, it's true, the only people they'll stop, and they don't stop most of them, they never get them, most of the time, is terrorists. People that are on an actual terrorist watch list. And they're catching a lot of Iranians, a lot of Iraqis, a lot of Syrians, you name it. Scary hombres down there. So, I'm going to come back and talk more about this straight ahead. And then we're going to shift gears into all the other news tonight. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.